Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary and itinerant preacher coming to us from somewhere up in the mountains of Georgia. The title of his preaching is Barley Bread and Open Eyes.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountainside, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have something to eat. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who has come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has crossed the Sea of Galilee and suddenly finds himself in front of a large crowd that's following him. Where are they going? What are they doing? Jesus, who usually is pretty calm with last minute details, suddenly realizes that there might not be enough food for everybody invited to the holy days. And that could turn into quite a pandemonium if we don't come up with some kind of a plan. Philip seems a bit concerned that things could get out of hand. "Lord," he says, "I'm not sure that 200 days' wages will be enough to give everybody something to eat." Suddenly, the holy days were starting to look like holy chaos days. It was at that very moment that the first ray of light suddenly flows into this scene. Almost out of nowhere, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, spots a rather tattered boy wandering through the crowd with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish hanging on a stick. Barley bread, you must understand, was the bread that the poor folks ate. It wasn't exactly the hottest item at the local market in those days, but for folks with slim budgets, it was about all they could afford. The scraggly kid who had been hanging around with Jesus and his disciples had somehow heard in the midst of all the noise that Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth, needed some help to prepare the Passover and the festivities. So what does the boy do? He walks over to Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, and says, "Excuse me, sir, it looks like your teacher, the man they call Jesus, is looking for some food for his disciples. Now, I don't have very much, just a few day-old barley loaves and a couple of dried old fish that my mama gave me when I set off this morning. It's not much, sir, but surely there are some folks who probably need it more than we do. And as he looked up at the crowd, he thought, I wonder if we got the ways to feed so many people. The truth is, the scene did look a little chaotic as Jesus stood there in the midst of all this pandemonium, deeply rooted in prayer at the same time. This very same cry, as we know, erupts probably a million times every day in our world, and I wonder how often we hear it. The hero in this story, of course, is the boy who never thought twice when he realized that some people in the crowd might not have anything to eat that day. Yes, the anonymous boy was the true contemplative prophet that day, his eyes and ears open to the world, his heart touched by the example of Jesus. Are we turned into the world's cry? Do we occasionally set aside our very busy and very important lives in order to reach out to our neighbors? Sisters and brothers, we can't just be spectators in this journey called life. We've been called, anointed for a mission. We certainly aren't going to save the world, but we can break a piece of bread and share it with a Guatemalan mother of seven who barely makes ends meet. We can all be Peter, who just happened to have his eyes open wide enough to notice the boy with the pieces of bread in his hand. It's called living in the present moment, looking beyond our own comfortable little worlds. We're sisters and brothers of the same loving God. And let's not forget that our world is not short on food, but we might be short on eyeglasses. When was the last time we cleaned our eyeglasses so that we can recognize that the poor, broken, and fearful face before us is the face of the crucified Christ? All we've got to do is open our eyes and our hearts long enough for God to do what God does best. And that is to make all things new.